You are listening to the Frilla Bros Tech Podcast, episode 76, Sim Podcast. Another piece of fun little news, which I don't know if you caught this, but Facebook is redesigning their news feed.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I did, actually, but...
Okay. All right. So... Basically, Facebook made an announcement, and it will be rolling out whenever it rolls out.
Yeah.
Because they take their time on this stuff, which I think is smart, so they don't run into issues like EA did. I'm not going to stop. And what they're attempting to do is create a feed that is mobile-inspired. So it feels like their mobile feed for their web feed, I guess. And so the news feed, right, is when, like, when you first log in, it's all the stories that you scroll through and you like and you comment on and stuff like that.
Right.
And so a couple of the features about it that they have added is, number one, it's wider than it used to be. So, you know, it's a little bit more prominent, which means the photos and videos are all going to be bigger, which they have decided that those are actually an important part of their service.
Yes.
Just like on the iOS apps, how it has kind of it's not a control panel, a menu system is off right. On the side. They have now moved that off to the side, and it will expand when you hover over it. They have also added different, what would you call it, filters on the feed or something like that. So it's easier to say, like, oh, just show me the photos, or just show me the games, or just show me the
interesting
news, or
that's
just show
cool.
me my friends, or that's... give me the whole deal.
I like that. I actually like that. That's cool, because, I mean, I don't spend enough time on Facebook to get that. The one thing that I wish they would loosen up on is, like, there's such a clear correlation between, like, the friends that you click on versus the information that they give you. And, like, I've got a few friends on Facebook, and, like... There are literally like 500 friends that I never get any stories from.
And because
I just never clicked on their webpage after we became friends. But this doesn't mean that I wouldn't if I didn't get interesting news stories from them. I actually don't like how they give you stories. You know what it is? I actually know what it is. It's the fact that it's actually designed to be a learning system where it will prioritize things that you like versus things that you hide. And you're actually supposed to curate it like you would curate a Pandora station or a Netflix. You're actually supposed to rate things. It's not just for the sake of making people feel good because you like them. It tunes your news feed so you get more stories and it diversifies and they learn with you. And I don't, and I really need to start because it drives me crazy. But I like that idea because I definitely prefer to check out Facebook on my iPad. I personally think that's the best venue for Facebooking. iPhone's a little small. The main one is cool, but it's just so there's so much content. It's just kind of like I feel like I'm overloaded whenever I look at the webpage. You kind of get your like main news feed, you get your friends' stories. You can very easily navigate it, but it hides other stuff. So that's cool. I like that a lot. I'm glad to hear that.
So yeah, so the PC version is going to probably look more iPad-ish, and you'll see some of the iPad stuff changing too. That's interesting. This will be weird to say, I think, but there are times when someone will ask me, oh, how's that person doing? And I'll be like, oh, I don't want to visit their page because I don't want to get their updates. But if I visit their page, I can get the answer for you.
Yep.
Because I know that's, you know, they're watching that algorithm stuff. Because I've seen that multiple times where you wish a person a happy birthday or you visit the page. Oh, all of a sudden you're getting all their updates.
You visit it once and you get everything. It's so lopsided. It's not even – they don't like slowly – they don't slowly bring you into like, oh, I clicked on it once. Now I get your update. No, it's just like – oh, you clicked on their profile once. It just is in this story.
But then you'll notice it does, like, it will drop off again. Which I'm like, Facebook, you got to figure out how to get it so that I don't have to visit their page. You know, give me just enough at the right time. You know, they should be smart enough to notice, man, you know what? It's like every 6 months he visits their page. Let's throw him an update every 4 months.
Yeah. Well,
you know, something
also,
like that.
I also think that – I think – I personally think that – and I, my guess would be that that part of their tuning algorithm, it has a lot to do with what you like and what you hide. And it's, I think I need to start hiding stuff when I don't actually care about, like, okay, I don't care about this type of update. When people post macro or micros, like pictures with text on them and they're stupid, I'm going to start hiding them because, I just like, whatever. Like, if I need that, I go to Reddit. I don't need this on Facebook, let's be honest. And hopefully, it'll start to hide that sort of thing. And
yeah,
it'll go away.
What was it? It was like laughing something. It was something having to do with jokes. And see, and when I visit Facebook using Flipboard, that gives me the raw feed. Right? Ooh. There's no filter on top, so I see everything in order. And there happened one time where there was this one, I liked it one time because it, showed a funny picture or something. And it was on Flipboard, and I must have just timed it just right, because they were like, they threw out like, it was like 7 or 8 posts in a row, and they were all actually legitimately funny. So I was flipping and liking all of them.
Ooh.
Oh, it was such a big mistake. Then what I learned, is they started showing up in my feed all the time. Which at first I was okay, but then somewhere in there, I can't tell if someone else got in charge or they changed it, but it suddenly went from, not suddenly, but it went from like harmless fun, okay, I'll say like PG funny,
yeah,
to more of like PG-13, now we're starting to borderline on R and maybe even like, that kind of thing. Mainly, and I was just like, I'm not even remotely interested in this. And so I finally had to I tried hiding a couple and that didn't work. And then I finally went, this isn't working. They're still showing them to me. Unlike done. And, which is like the exact opposite of what Facebook wants. So of course, maybe they're like, well, it was no longer something you liked. So it worked, which I'm like, okay,
maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, it's weird. So I think they realize that, this is a major part of Facebook, and they're trying to get it to be consistent.
Right, and I would say one of the things that is frustrating to me is it's like, and I understand with like Pandora, part of the reason like they're not, part of the key of your it's okay. Reddit is a great example of the fact that they do a lot of things to mess with obscure how their ranking system works, because that is their that's what makes it valuable. What makes the site valuable? Or there's two things that make the site valuable: the user base and content they're submitting, but from a technological perspective, their value added proposition is the algorithm that ranks things. And they have tuned that over time and it works very well and people really like the results that it ends up with, but they've obscured it because they don't want somebody copying it. And Facebook has to do the same thing. But at the same time, like, there's a certain amount of transparency that I think you have to give, or recommendations on this is how you use it so that we can tune it to like what you want. Mm-hmm. And everybody does this, and I don't understand why. It's like Google won't tell you, this is how you kind of tune your filter. These are the kind of questions you need to ask. This is the basic idea of how we tune the results you get. Because I get people all the time that will like, they'll go into YouTube and they'll click on something and all the related videos will be all these other completely unrelated videos. And they'll make a comment about, this is so funny, I can't believe, like, this is so random. Who would want to watch something like this? And I'm like, you. Google thinks you would want to watch something like that. That's the point. And obviously, and sometimes it's so transparent, like, wow, now I know what kind of videos you're into because that's what they're showing you. That makes me so nervous if anybody were to like YouTube and like go onto my account, use YouTube and see like the related videos. I'm like, wow, what do you watch? Like, you know what?
I thought about that.
Don't even worry about it. It's like worse than somebody seeing your history. Because at least my history, like, it's explicit. This is what I watch. This is just suggestive of the sort of thing I watch. And it's like, I want to be able to have some level of control. Because you know what, Google? Sometimes you're wrong about what you think I like. And Facebook is so, they do the same thing. Like, they're so protective of, like, what factors, you know, are how they're weighted and what they're valued. But it's like, you know, honestly, if you would give me just a few, like if you had like a 30-second tutorial on if you don't like this person, this is what you do. If you don't like the content,
interesting,
this is what you do. And if you had a couple of filters that I could kind of play with and adjust to really kind of like we can work together where I tell you what I think I want to see and then you watch what I actually look at and you base it off of that and we work together, I feel like you could really build a satisfying algorithm to give me the information that I want when I want. And I give the example of, you know, I've been working on the same Pandora station for, I think it's 7 years now. It's only been 5 years. Yeah. So I've been working on one Pandora station for 5 years. I have like 20, but
okay.
The only one I really listen to is this one. And it's,
see, I shuffle like 7 different stations.
Right. And which most,
I'm a man of many tastes.
Well, the thing is that mine, it's super diverse. I mean, it plays everything,
so
but it's
mine.
Well, because you have 7 different ones, but my point is, my point in this is that over time it has become really a very good, content discovery engine.
Oh,
I can't tell you how often, like, I've gone to concerts and like the headliner that you don't even recognize, like you have no idea who this, you're like, you show up and you're like, I know this song. And you go back and you realize I thumbed up like 4 of their songs and just never realized that was the band I was into. And I find that there are like, when you actually like invest time, work with the algorithm and actually, one of my big things is that if I kind of like a song, I thumbs up it. If I kind of don't like a song, I thumbs down it. And like, I really virtually everything because that's what Pandora is designed to deal with. It doesn't do very well with the quote music discovery when you don't rate very much.
Oops. I like my stations the way they are, and so I'm afraid to rate them for fear that I'll tweak them.
And I have had to delete artists once or twice where I added somebody and it just added a flood of that's not the direction I wanted this station to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no problem, like, whenever you I'm more nervous about seeding stuff than thumbs up and thumbs downing things.
Oh, okay.
Like, and because the thumbs up and, you know, when you seed, that's a hard push.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you thumbs up and thumbs down, that's a soft push.
Well, which is what, I mean, in some ways, the Facebook feed, when they have your close friends, that's a seed, in my opinion.
Right.
You're going, hey, these are people who are important to me, and show me updates who, you know who's tied in with them, and, you know, and if all of us are connected, I want to see their update, and you know it.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm going to
move this on.
I'm going to bring it back a little more to the feed because I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, they got to get the algorithm right, and it still has a ways to go. The other one, Om Malik did a cool little review of it because he was funny. He's like, so I don't like Facebook. I'm a tech guy. And everyone always rags on me because anytime Facebook messes with something, all I do is rag on them. He goes, so here's my legitimate, like, you know, feedback on it. He goes, I actually took the time to play around with it and figure it out. And so he ended up he did talk about good things, but I'll ignore that because I know he wouldn't want me to read it anyways. And talk about he had 4 burning questions and then what it means from a business money perspective. And so I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but one of the things he says is it goes, okay, redesign, awesome. But how does it solve Facebook's 2 major challenges, retention and engagement? It's like, if anything, now I'm going to spend less time on it because you made it easier to skim photos and get out a lot faster. And he's like, and how does this help you out with the younger demographic who is actually leaving the service or at least not using it as much? Because how does your redesign address that? He talks about how the actual news feed, he goes, even though you got bigger photos and videos, he goes, it's still messy and a lot, and it's actually less useful than it used to be. It's like, so how about that, Facebook? And then, And then, yeah, and then he brings up the question about the algorithm. He's like, is that going to be any better, guys? Or is he, but it's like, did you hit some sort of ceiling on how good it can be? And our expectations are just too high for you, which is interesting. And then he makes some thoughts on the business and the money perspective of things on why they would do it. And he's like, if anything, is Facebook is recognizing that they are more news feed centric than anything else, which is why things like search and other things have not really succeeded very well. Right. But the news feed is where it's at. And so he's like, so it needs to stay up to date and look at current. And so he talks about that. And then he goes, bigger photos will actually condition people to bigger ads over time.
Yeah. You know, I will be honest. I find that the, you know,
And so he's like, you could see Facebook turning to a lot more of just the traditional advertising on the, whether it's on the mobile or on the web. And he's like, and this is just their first step to do that. Of course, someone like me with ad blocker, I don't care.
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
have fun with that one. Yeah. And then he says, what is this last one? Because despite all their posturing, Facebook is terrible at providing context and surfacing ads that make sense. But if they start surfacing similar pointless and terrible ads in the main feed, with all those stupid paid shares by my friends, then this grand experiment to make more money is going to backfire. So he's like, so basically, if they're going to rely on ads, they need to make them more relevant, which we've already talked about how that could be a semi-issue since they can't even seem to get our friends updates relevant just right.
Yeah, see, so that's the real trick, right? I mean, that's the problem, is that the ads are supposed to be relevant and they're not, because you can't get the right friend. Because I want this friend to have, you know, to, you know, well, I'm, you know what, I thought about saying something funny, but decided that it.
Okay. So it's so cool. Facebook, they're doing a news feed update. It seems to be very much cosmetic in nature, which you've got to keep doing. You don't have a choice.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's better. Why wouldn't you make that update? You know, honestly, it's funny. Every time people complain about, oh my gosh, I hate timeline. Everybody's got a timeline now and it looks better. Like, what the heck, guys? Like, chill out.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I think it's cool. And they're actually going to have to probably slowly update all of that other stuff, because that will look different and weird and old, because that's what, you know, that's how that works. But there's still some bigger issues that they need to be solving, which they are probably working on it as, not as we speak, but some of them might be. You never know. Those guys, you know, they don't sleep. They just,
I bet they work on the weekends. Yeah.
They're like EA, 24/7. We're solving the problem. Oh, just relax.
Yeah, just relax. Keep going, carry on.
So there you go.
Interesting. So I want to talk about two things. So I kind of want to bring this up as a bigger story. Things are not going well for Windows 8.
Oh, interesting. You skipped the one I thought you were going to do, but okay.
You want me? Well, okay, you know what?
No, do it.
Okay. I'm going to do this one relatively quickly. So basically this is what's going on, and this is what happened. Samsung execs came out. I'm just going to move on and pretend like it's not true. Samsung over the weekend, Samsung has been being rough to Microsoft lately. They build tablets, they're building tablets, RT tablets.
Did Samsung ever actually make a Windows-based PC?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Right, that's not stupid. Okay. Well, I just know like the Samsung Chromebooks, and I know they're doing. I like they're best friends with Google.
Right. They make tons of laptops. But
I mean, so obviously that's not the best, and so why would I care about them? But
exactly. They're not Apple.
pretend I didn't hear that.
Hear what? anyways, What was I going to say? So basically, the two things happened this week. Number one, Samsung is they're thinking about pulling their line of RT tablets out of
Germany, right?
Out of Germany and Europe at large, which is a big problem for sales. Microsoft. Yeah, it really does hurt sales. You know,
it's a big one. General rule: if you're not selling, not going to make a lot of money.
Bottom line is affected. So Germany is that was one big piece of news that was coming out. But there was a dude, his name is Jundong Su, and he is an exec for Samsung Electronics. And basically he came out and said that Windows 8 is the reason why that computers are on the decline.
Love it.
he just did not even try to pretend it. He's like, dude, it's awful. It's nobody wants it, and it's the reason why PC sales are so depressed.
Wow.
Which I really want to point out the fact that guess what? When Windows 8 came out and everybody was talking about it, you heard it here first, Furlough Bros. We basically all I was saying all along was it's not going to be that bad. It's actually going to be pretty good in some ways. Problem is, it's not familiar, so people aren't going to buy it, and it's right. Going to hurt PC sales. And what you're going to see is you're going to see this PC thing shrinking even more, and people are going to freak out about it, which they are. Guess what? It's all coming true. This is why you listen to the show. We're brilliant.
Center of the world. Bless your Apple or Google.
Yeah,
really. Things are fine.
Exactly.
Or Samsung, really. I mean, you know, or I should say the handset division of Samsung.
Right. Chipset, the chip division's not doing too bad either.
Sell all their chips to Apple, I think, or
yeah, they build all the ASICs and
they're Samsung, which is probably why they are comfortable, getting what was the word that you used? A vocal about Microsoft and some of their issues, because there's like we're not as dependent on you as we used to be, so we're gonna call like we see it.
Right. Yeah. They basically. They don't need to be friends with them. They're one of the biggest manufacturers in the world.
We don't need to be friends with you. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. And
we can do that.
But there were a couple articles out this week that were just like, man, they were bashing on Windows. Another big news stories. Microsoft has significantly. They have a huge price discount on Windows 8 for OEMs, like to the tune of it went from $120. Down to 30 in some cases. I mean, they are doing whatever they can to get people to buy Windows 8 because people aren't buying new computers.
So their hope is that the manufacturers will pass it along to consumers. Is that their
and give them $100 discount on the
Microsoft's computer. Taking the brunt of it instead of the OEMs. All right,
exactly. So which you know is
how's
good
that for you?
Not well. The other article that I read, man, this is
I was
crazy.
Under the impression that price was never really the issue to begin with.
Well, you'd think, it's the only thing Microsoft can do. It's the only variable they have left to play with. So now
you got Windows Blue coming down the pipe.
Yeah, well,
got to work on that faster.
I can say it's not here yet. It's the only thing that they can do is to try to put them on discount
today. Yeah,
and basically, I read this really good article.
Apple put their iPhone on discount shortly after they released it, and it seemed to be doing just fine. So
it's true.
I could see it.
I don't think it's the end of Microsoft or Windows 8, and I think it will help Windows 8, because I really do, I still believe it's not a bad operating system. It's just a...
Yeah, what are you running right now?
I'm running Windows 7, but that's because I don't have any touch capabilities. If I bought a new laptop with a touch screen, I would happily buy a Windows 8 computer.
I would agree with that. Okay, fair enough.
You know,
continue
out of. Right. So basically, TechPinions did an article where they basically were talking about like this post PC era, and kind of how it's and what's going on here, and they're talking about like the reality of sales and stuff, and just how Windows 8 is not selling. And it's like a huge problem. People are like pulling out of the market. Or either they're not building tablets or they're pulling out of the market. And on top of this, it's like Windows Phone 8 lost market share during the Christmas season. I don't know how I missed that one, but it's just like I realize they're not growing like everybody else is growing, which technically their number of phones increased, but overall in the market, they're doing worse than everybody else. And, you know, this is the phone that I kept saying, it's not bad, it's good, go and get it. Nobody's going and getting it, doesn't matter. I'm like, I'm trying really, really hard, Microsoft, to, like, be on your guys' side, and you're not doing anything to help it. You know, it's just, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And it's like, you know, there's a part of me that was like, I realized that what I've done here is I've taken the opinion position that allows me to be right no matter what happens. Because basically what I've said is it's a very good system, especially from an underlying perspective. It's very robust. It's got a bunch of new features. People just have to get used to it and they'll like it. So if it does really well, guess what I get to say? I told you it was a good operating system. And at the same time, I've also said, you know, but people aren't familiar with it, which is going to put a bad taste in their mouth, and I think it's going to hurt the market overall. Right. So that when the market goes down, guess what? I get to say I was right. Now this is behind the scenes, everybody. And so, but it's crazy to me because I actually thought my gut instinct was it was going to be bad for a little bit in the beginning for the first like month, maybe two, but after 6 months, nah, things would be turning around by I don't know. March 2013,
now
it wouldn't be that bad of it. It would be like, no, we're doing all right. We're moving systems. We're selling stuff. We are working the plan. It's not moving as fast as we want it to, but that's okay. We just need to keep working the plan. And the plan's not working. It's just, it's terrible. And I don't know. I think they're going to stay the course. And I think
and Nintendo both.
I know.
It's all good. We got a strategy. We're at right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I like our
plan. I like it a lot. I don't know. It's obviously it's not going to spell the end of the company. They're still going to make a ton of money, but it's definitely like one more. Jeez, guys, come on! You actually had something here, and that's what's so frustrating about it. Is it's not like Vista, which is just such a fumbling for so many different reasons, and it really – they got what they deserved on Vista. They thought they were better than that, and Apple was ready to compete at the time, and people were still relatively happy with XP, and, you know, it's what happened happened. Like, there's no way around it, and it happened – I feel like it's not as much of an unmitigated disaster from a – actual product perspective, but evidently from a sales perspective, it is as big, if not bigger, of an unmitigated disaster. And a lot of that is still the bad taste from Vista. I don't know. It's crazy though. The whole thing is crazy. You just wouldn't. I don't know. And I guess at this point, I'm just like reading these articles this week. I was just kind of in shock. I'm like, wow. I mean, like I know I wasn't like I'm not super nice to Microsoft, but. This is worse than I thought it was going to be.
You have noticed, though, or at least I have, because I'm totally biased and aware of this, that in all of these talks about Windows 8 struggles, there are a couple companies that just really have kind of been tight-lipped about it. I'm thinking of Dell and HP in particular. I mean, even like Lenovo. It'd be nice to hear what some of their opinions are. To me, it's some of these smaller players are the ones who are just like whining and complaining about it. But the bigger ones are kind of like, they're just, you know what I mean? They're just doing their thing.
Well, that's why I say it's not, you know, I have a feeling, you know, I keep coming back. You know, every time when I exaggerate how, or I feel like it, I sometimes when I talk about Windows 8 and its lack of success, it comes off as an exaggeration because the reality of it is, and I've always said this, they're going to sell a ton, they're going to make billions, but it's a trend that continues to put this like every year it gets worse. And now if you look at all operating, you know, I was reading some article and they're talking about the fact that, you know, 10 years ago, 97% of all, or it was like, yeah, it was something ridiculous. Like 97% of all computers were running Windows, a Microsoft operating system. And today only 30% of computers, when you include smartphones and tablets into the, what is a computer? And it's one of those things where like Samsung, you know, Samsung is a quota minor player and they're making, having success elsewhere. So they can turn to Microsoft and say, you guys are terrible. We don't like you. And they're allowed to just walk away from it. They can make those comments and fate, you know, and what is HP doing right now? They're trying to figure out a better strategy, a different strategy. How do we survive without Microsoft? Which is the same thing that's Dell behind, you know, and Mike Dell is able to do that now because he's back in control, and they can do it behind the scenes. But and I guarantee the only reason why there was any cash put on for that sale through Microsoft was exclusively because they know what Michael Dell wants to do is move away from Windows, and they want to give him a real serious reason to not do that.
Well, actually, I was reading that, and they were saying, I thought this was interesting, like the amount of money that they gave him was only like for like 6% of the company. It wasn't much.
Right.
And what they said, though, is that Microsoft is actually in a position where they have a significant amount of cash, and they were like, so they could loan him the money. And they said that they're not making a bad interest rate on this loan.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, it was literally just, it was a good investment decision from their standpoint of relatively low risk. And they were like, yeah, we'll make a better return for our investors.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just,
I realize that that's a very good way to look at it.
It's just such a small number.
Yeah, but at the same time,
it's insulting if that's.
They did the same thing to Facebook, though. I mean, Google invested in MySpace. They invested in Facebook, and guess who did the search algorithm for the longest time for Facebook? Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, they do that sort of thing. They you know.
But even with Facebook, it was a bigger percent, and
it was only like 10%. It wasn't that big.
Okay, still bigger.
Okay, fair enough. But I don't know. I think it was just enough.
And with Facebook, they gave them a ridiculous sum of money too, which everyone was like, "What?" And, you know, which I think was the part that was interesting about Facebook, right, is they gave – it was some ridiculous number, right? It was like $10 million or something like that,
$10 million
for 10%.
On 10%, and it extrapolated to a value of a company that was just enormous.
Yeah, which at the time they were like, that's like so much. No way Facebook's worth that. It turned out it was like, you know, Facebook was worth actually a lot more than that. You know, so another good investment on their part. But Microsoft was making a statement with them, right?
Well, I think with
Dell, it's a different statement. It's a loan. I think that's
a
distinction.
I guess maybe I'm completely wrong on this, but
yes,
it just
are.
Okay. I'm gonna stand that. I think they just wanted to.
Engineer, what do you know about all this business stuff?
Oh, fair enough. Sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. I did. I just pulled that out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dude, I don't know either.
I guess my point in all of this is that, Dell and HP and Lenovo aren't going to talk about the fact that that PC sales aren't good, because PC sales are fine. They're not great. Right. They're not great, but they don't have another option yet. And as other people come up with other options, you're going to have more and more of this drumbeat of, why would you stick with Windows? They're expensive and it doesn't work as well. And you're going to get the Samsung effect. And I think at that point, that's when it will become a horrible problem for Microsoft. But it's not that – they're not at that point yet, so you know, whatever. Windows 8, it's an interesting one to follow.
Yeah, definitely.